The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, when I need to stretch my legs or clear my head in the office from whatever I'm doing, I like to roam the halls and see what people are up to. Let's go pop in on Rebecca Mead. She's a staff writer for the magazine, and she always seems to know what's going on and what's interesting. A while back, she wrote a profile of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who wrote the Broadway hit Hamilton. And she interviewed him recently on stage for the New Yorker Festival.
Hey, Rebecca, how you doing?
I'm all right, David. How are you? Would you like a seat?
I would. By the way, you were great.
Thank you. Did you stay?
I stayed about 45 minutes to watch you and Lin-Manuel Miranda. He was a charm bomb.
Isn't he?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I loved Hamilton, but he was just out of control.
Yeah,
funny.
He's really wonderful. He's sort of just charisma incarnate.
God almighty. So what have you got going?
Well, one thing I've been doing is listening to the soundtrack of Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah. I just happen to have it queued up.
I'll bet you do.
I'll tell you what. No, there's so much. You've seen the show.
I have.
So you know
that it
is.
I haven't seen it on Broadway yet. I saw
it
downtown, right, which, you know, gives me downtown cred.
Yeah.
And my son saw it on Broadway, and it was nuts about it. He thought it lost nothing in translation.
Right. So it's the story of the Founding Fathers, the story of the beginning of America, told through hip-hop. And here we go.
Strike me as a woman who has never been satisfied.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean.
You know, Lin has talked a lot about how when he started reading Ron Chernow's biography, which is the book that it's adapted from, how it was just obvious to him that Alexander Hamilton's story was a hip-hop story because he's this kid who comes from nowhere and he's poor and he's an orphan and he's got nothing and he just pulls himself up and makes himself into, you know, who, the first Secretary of the Treasury. What I love about it is that Lin manages to bring the Founding Mothers into the story too, and does it in a, you know, like a really good feminist way. So I approve.
He's flying by the seat of his pants. Handsome boy, does he know it? Peach fuzz, then he can't even grow it.
Rebecca, you got anything else going on?
I do a lot of walking. And I listen to a lot of audiobooks. And mostly what I listen to is like great works of literature that I read, you know, 100 years ago and now.
You can do that.
I cannot do it.
I almost drove a car into a tree listening to a great production of King
Lear.
Well,
I don't drive, you see. I mean, if I was driving, it might not be safe, but I'm just walking. It's you driving into me that I need to worry about. So I'm right now listening to D.H. Lawrence's The Rainbow. And I haven't read Lawrence. I haven't read Lawrence for so long. And I read him when I was a teenager. And then sort of when I got a little older, I said, oh, Lawrence, he doesn't know anything.
He
gets it completely wrong about women. And, oh, it's horrible. And now I'm reading The Rainbow. I think he understands women completely.
Really?
It's just, I mean, reading him on motherhood. How did this guy, never had any kids, is a man, know so much about what it feels like after you've had a baby and how your emotional relation to that baby is? I'm staggered by it.
Well, you sold me.
Beautiful.
I'll read The Rainbow. Take care, Rebecca.
Right.
Thanks
right.
a lot.
Thanks. Bye.
That was The New Yorker's Rebecca Mead.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.